This is station KMTR, Hollywood, California. Hello, everybody. This is Betty Phillips on Hollywood Trends. Since the day our great president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, died, the world has looked to the radio, hoping some commentator would best express their own emotions. This is a time when radio people are lost for words, and they turn to the man in the street, hoping he will say something inspiring. As a Hollywood reporter, I can only tell you what reactions came to the people of Hollywood. The news came by mouth-to-mouth rumor method. Those that heard it would not believe it. They looked around to other people, hoping someone would deny the awful report. Radio suddenly appeared from nowhere, and commentators had the unpleasant task of confirming the report. Even so, everyone found it difficult to believe. Most of the people in the movie colony were personal friends of the late president. They had worked with him in every drive that demanded their assistance. The War Loan Drive, the Red Cross, infantile paralysis. Many people had gone to Washington to work with the president side by side. It was those people who were soon surrounded at the studios by those that had never seen the president in person. They were eager to see him through the eyes of others. The stories were told simply and honestly about a great leader who walked with the common man. There was no acting in Hollywood on these days. There was no work. People were too shocked to work. Many of them went home. Others stayed around to talk over the great things that had been accomplished and to wonder of things to come. Everyone felt the loss was a worldwide loss and a very close personal loss. A lot of people wired messages direct to Washington. Some folks wanted to give their personal messages to a member of the family, like the daughter-in-law, Fay Emerson. But upon hearing the news, she had left for home to prepare for the trip to Washington. There were some stern faces in Hollywood, too. Faces that said the victory must come that much sooner to honor the memory of the man who made victory possible. Everywhere you could hear folks saying, "He died as much an American soldier, a victim of the Axis war machine, as any of our honored heroes who gave their lives on the battlefield." Word soon came of reactions to the death all over the world. Every decent person was shocked, stunned, and grief-stricken by the report. The Germans were very much relieved. They told the world that the Lord saved the life of Hitler last year while taking the life of Roosevelt this year. A colored man answered the horrible statement like this: "The good Lord sent an angel to guide the righteous people through the darkness. Light is on the horizon now, so God recalled the angel to a world of peace." And now the world marches on, and today we look to a new man, Harry Truman, to complete a big job mapped out by a great leader. In our studio today, we have a personal friend of our 32nd president. He is Mr. Ben Hardaway, who in World War I served under Harry Truman in the 129th Field Artillery, 35th Division. Mr. Hardaway.
Our nation and all peace-loving people of the world mourn the passing of a great statesman and our beloved president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. There is no measure by which we can calculate the loss the world has suffered by the death of this gallant crusader. The magnitude of this tremendous loss to mankind can only be realized in future history. He was truly the war's greatest casualty. We are indeed fortunate, though, in having a man like Harry Truman, who honestly believes in and will follow through with all the humanitarian principles advocated by our late president. I say this because I am personally acquainted with Mr. Truman. I had the good fortune to have served in his regiment in France during the First World War. In the past year, on several occasions, I had the privilege of visiting with him while he was in Los Angeles, and he is still Captain Harry to all of his old buddies. Integrity, courage, and loyalty are the chief characteristics of this unassuming and simple man from Missouri, who is now the President of the United States. No man ever came to the presidency confronted with a greater burden and responsibility than faces Harry Truman. If the people of the United States will have faith and confidence in this humble man, we shall continue to march forward. God bless you. March forward. God bless you. Forward. God bless you.